Now, Colin Keogh is from Bray, and he is involved in a ventilator project. We've heard about ventilators, and we need as many as we can get to help in this battle against the coronavirus. Good morning to you, Colin.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay, thanks for joining us. As I say, you're from Bray here in County Wicklow. So what's the work you're involved with?
So what we're doing is we've set up an open source project called the Open Source Ventilator Project. And what we've done is we've grouped hundreds at this stage of people around online around the concept of trying to develop an emergency response ventilator. So a basic, simple ventilator that could be built in a real emergency situation and deployed to hospitals to help them tackle the coronavirus and then the lack of ventilators that may be present in some countries around the world.
So open source in the Google way of they share their technology, is it?
Exactly.
Patents or anything like that? Okay.
No. So fully open. The development is fully open. So it's all developed online. Everyone can see all of the development as it goes. The ideas and the results are shared openly because it was important to us that we make it fully open source from the beginning. Everyone can track what we're doing. Everyone can follow and see the different files, the different designs, the different concepts, the different results, because we want to solve the problem. We don't care who gets there. We want to solve the problem as best as we can. So if some of our work helps other people get there as soon as possible, all the better.
Excellent. And tell us about a ventilator, what it looks like and how it works.
So a normal kind of medical grade ventilator is, you know, a very expensive, like complicated piece of technology. So we're not trying to design them. We're basically trying to design a situation you'd use in an emergency, a real emergency. So we're using something called a BVM bag or a manual resuscitation bag. You know, you'd be familiar with them in all of the medical dramas, the bag that you squeeze to provide air. So we're looking at trying to automate that squeezing process and then add different elements onto that to just allow medical practitioners to allow them to supply air and support to people in a real no other option emergency scenario.
And what support have you had? What contributions have you had from around the world?
So the support has been excellent. Like so far, like we've want to work on the design and making sure it's safe and certified and everything before we go anywhere with it. So we've had lots of offers of support from large multinational companies to more local like engineering and technology companies. We've had interactions and conversations with government and regulators and health services, and the support has been unbelievable so far.
Fantastic. Ventilators are made in the west of Ireland, aren't they? A lot of them.
They are. A lot of them are made. So the more complicated ICU and medical ventilators are made in the west of Ireland, and they're doing great work upgrading the production facilities. And a lot of people in the community have kind of rallied around them to help them support and increase their output.
Right. But you, for this specific emergency that we're in, the ones you're involved with will be the ones in the first line of battle, really.
Exactly. So what we're designing, we never want them to be used. Ideally, they'll never be used in a scenario. They're used in an emergency situation. So, you know, hopefully we never need them at all. But if we do need them, or any other country in the world needs them in a couple of weeks' time, you know, if it gets really bad, we would like to have an awful lot of development done on them beforehand so that they can be ready if they are required. But we hope they never will be required.
Indeed. What's your own background, Colin?
So I'm an engineer. So I grew up as a part-time car mechanic with my father in Bray, and then I studied engineering in UCD. So I've been a lifelong engineer, and I worked there as a research engineer doing R&D projects with 3D printing and design and open source technologies. And so this was right up my alley.
Absolutely, yeah. And you just felt you had to do it, you know, to save the world or, you know, to follow the dream.
Just to help. Like, you know, so it's like I had some experience in 3D printing and developing medical devices and doing projects overseas before. And without most people on social isolation and on kind of home lockdown, we thought we'd like to try. So the whole initiative is just an attempt. We want to try and do something. Hopefully we'll succeed, but if we don't, at least we tried, and at least we generated useful information and results and like designs for other people that hopefully will be able to do it. So everyone working on these open source designs for anything to do with coronavirus, everyone's in it together, everyone is helping each other together, and we just want to contribute a little bit or as much as we can to kind of help and relieve the impact of coronavirus on countries all around the world.
Very commendable. Well done, Colin. Fair play to you. That sounds great. Wish you all the success for all our sakes, and congratulations to you on taking this on, and I hope it's well supported and you come up with what you want to achieve on this. Thanks very much indeed, Colin.
Thank you very much.
Good to talk to you. Take care.